Hey, what's up, people? Just watching Errol Spence fight. Errol Spence versus Lamont Peterson. Errol Spence again dominating. I think he's the next great champion of the world. Next Mayweather. This guy's just too dominant. Just too aggressive. Just too much in the ring. Nobody can handle him. Knocking out Lamont Peterson. Lamont Peterson coach had to step in the eighth round. It's just too much to handle. This is the next great champion, 147. I believe nobody's seeing him in this division. I think he's going to wipe out the whole division. He's just too great. He wants Keith Thurman next. That would be a great fight, but I think he's just going to dismantle him just like he did with every other fighter. It's just too much. It's just too much for him, for anybody to handle. He just has power, technique, defense, everything you could ask for. And this is a great fight. Definitely a great fight. I just love seeing him in the ring. And his humbleness. He doesn't talk a lot of crap. He just does his business in the ring. Gives respect. Respect to Lamont Peterson. Definitely, you know, a great champion. Did what he had to do. But, you know, Errol Spence is just too much to handle. He's just a beast in that ring. He's just a robot. And Lamont Peterson hit him with a few shots to the chin, but he just took it like it was nothing. And, man, Lamont Peterson just knows how to break down a fight. A bunch of body shots in this fight. I just can't wait to see him fight again. I don't think anybody in that 147 division could beat him, other than Floyd Mayweather, which is retired. But I don't even think Manny Pacquiao stands a chance. I have no idea who he's gonna fight next, but whoever it is, God bless. This guy is gonna be here for the next 5 years, I believe. He's just too composed in the ring. Uses his length, his power, his speed. He knows how to keep his distance. This guy is just too much. And shout out to Lamont Peterson. I think he's had enough. He don't need to prove anything anymore. He's done his job. But Lamont Peterson, who do you guys think should be his next opponent? I think, man, Keith Thurman, that would be a great fight. But Keith Thurman, he has to bounce back from that injury he had. So I think Keith Thurman is a little scared, honestly, to fight him. But maybe Manny Pacquiao would be a good fight. But Manny Pacquiao, he's a legend already. You don't need to fight him. This is too dangerous for him. I would say somebody like, Danny Garcia. He'll kill Danny. And Danny, I'm really a big fan of, but, you know, Danny just don't stand a chance with him. I don't know, man. Everybody's scared to fight him. I mean, I don't blame him. That guy is just a beast. He's on his game, and I think he's going to be the next great champion. I think he's going to have to actually move up and wait 154 maybe to even get a fight, because nobody's going to fight him. He's just that great. That was a great fight I've seen, though, man. Errol Spence, he's just one of my favorite fights. He's probably my favorite fighter right now, honestly. He's just a beast. All the tools, everything. He has to sharpen up his defense a little bit. He got hit with a few shots, but, man, if you that tough, dumb shots didn't even affect. Hurt him. He didn't even feel it, it seems like. But definitely I see him going undefeated for his career, maybe the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, you could never tell what a fighter is, you know, for a few years, but it just seems like nothing affects this guy. Nobody has the power to affect him. He fought Kell Brooks. Kell Brooks is a big, great fighter, and that didn't even affect him. You know, he mulled over a great Kell Brooks, like, you know, but